You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Big news today. The AFL Grand Final is heading north for the first time in over 100 years, you would have heard. It's coming to the Gabba, the northern Brisbane, northern Gold Coast suburb of Brisbane. You may have heard. Tony Cochran is the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns, and I've got to commend you, Tony. Welcome to the show, mate. How are you doing?
Thanks, Luke. Yeah, I'm a pretty happy Queenslander today, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, I've got to commend you and all of the Queensland AFL head honchos because you've done a great job in bringing the AFL to our neck of the woods. And this is unbelievable. I was saying at the start of the show, Tony, like what odds you would have got. You would have got odds of 1 billion to 1 of the Gabba hosting the grand final in January of this year. It's quite amazing. It may not ever happen again.
I doubt it'll happen again in a long, long time. I think that one of the reasons why we've been successful with our bid is that I think from the Premier down, we've been really respectful of Victorians and the situation in Melbourne. And we understand this temporary for 1 year, and then we'll do a great job with it, as Queenslanders can do, and then we'll hand it back to Melbourne.
So, mate, talk us through the actual bid process. What, how did it all go down?
Oh, really, in many ways, it started at the end of May when I was first meeting with both the Mayor of the Gold Coast, Tom Tate, and the Minister, Kate Jones, about the chances of us establishing the very first AFL hub here on the Gold Coast. And keeping the AFL season alive, and we just grew. We grew into a second hub and a third hub, and yesterday we had another 400 AFL personnel arrive on the coast. So it's slowly built up over the last 3 months, and you know, I guess week by week we kept working away in the background and putting a bid together in the very slim hope initially that maybe we could host the grand final and some of the other events around grand final week. And as luck would have it, we hung in there and everything came our way. So it's great, great effort by the Queensland Premier and Minister Kate Jones and everybody associated.
And so, Tony, when did it all break down, mate? Look, when did, obviously the announcement was made today, but when did you find out that we'd actually secured it?
Mate, would you believe the very final piece was secured about 10 a.m. this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah, it went right to the wire. Obviously, we had tremendous competition from every other state, and we were hard at it right until 10 o'clock this morning, and it was a great relief to have it over the line, I have to tell you.
Who came second? If we've won this in a photo finish, who just missed out?
Oh, well, I think the AFL have announced today because they had to have a contingency in place if COVID suddenly got out of control in Queensland, which I don't think it will, but if it did, then Adelaide will play host.
Right.
So I guess in that regard, you'd probably say that Adelaide was the runner-up.
Okay, that makes sense. And so this is what we know from the announcement that the AFL made today. See if this all sounds kosher to you. 30,000 fans, roughly, are going to be able to go, and they will be members of the teams that are participating in the grand final. Does that sound right?
Oh, no, they'll be corporates. There'll be others there too. I mean, the grand final is the biggest sporting event in Australia each year. A venue that holds 100,000 has never gone in sight of the general public, so that tells you how well it sells out even before it needs to get to a general public sale. So with 30,000, the tickets are going to be pretty hard to get hold of, that's for certain.
Unbelievable. And first ever night grand final as well, Tony. Were you involved in those discussions?
Yeah, very much so. We see this as a really unique opportunity to trial night game. We think we'll have a record number of viewers around Australia and around the world watching, and so we want to turn on a bit of Queensland magic that night. We want to really showcase Queensland, and we want to take this opportunity to do a pre-game like the AFL has never seen before.
With a Queensland theme to it, Tony, is there any hint as to what the entertainment might be, or is too early?
Luke, if I was to tell you that, I'd have to kill you.
But is there an answer, Tony? Is there an answer?
Like, that's not going to happen.
Do you know who the do you know who the entertainment is at this stage, or is that yet to be decided?
We're working through various possibilities, but it's way too far out to even speculate at this stage. So we'll just sit on that and promise everybody that they'll have a special night to tune in and watch.
Hey, Tony, congratulations, mate. And honestly, on behalf of the entire state, well done and thank you, because this is a unique experience. As you say, we probably won't see it again in our lifetime, and out of an incredibly bad situation that is COVID-19, here's a slight positive that's come the way of us Queenslanders, and you're largely responsible, mate, and well done.
Thanks, I appreciate it, Luke. You take care.
Good on you, mate. There he goes, Tony Cochran, the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns, and a man that has played a massive role in securing this big deal for Queensland.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.